There are a multitude of kinds of subrogation interests, federal and state, governmental, ERISA, private, plans under the Affordable Care Act, disability plans, occupational injury plans, health insurance. There are liens, workers' comp, hospital, child support. The OAG has a subrogation interest if you get crime victims compensation fund. Each is regulated by a different state or federal law and a set of common law decisions. Everything I know is in the paper. I recommend that you start by glancing through the table of contents just to get an idea of the myriad of subrogation interests and liens that are out there, and the scope of the kinds of issues that can arise in them. First, some basic concepts. Words matter. I've seen cases recently that say, oh, the words subrogation, reimbursement, assignment, you know, we can pretty much use these terms interchangeably. No, we can't. Words matter. A recent case out of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Y'all, if you don't already know legal legends, Charla Aldous, Lisa Blue, Steve Maloof, they took a $114 million verdict on behalf of their client, Mr. Hill. That was lawsuit number one. Mr. Hill was so grateful. They had to sue him to get their attorney's fees. That was lawsuit number two.